Governor Bill Walker's budget proposal rolled out last week includes taxes on everything from fishing to tourism to gasoline, plus the first income tax in Alaska in 35 years. It also includes cuts to popular programs like home heating assistance, pre-K grants, winter road maintenance, and, yes, the permanent fund dividend. As the governor himself said, there is plenty for everyone in Alaska to dislike. But one reason the cuts aren't deeper and the taxes aren't steeper is because the governor's budget also gets about $500 million from the oil and gas industry. His proposal would slash the state's system of oil and gas tax credits. APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
Okay, so here's the state's problem in two numbers. First, $3.4 billion a year. That's how much the state averaged in oil and gas production taxes over the last decade. Now, $180 million. That's how much the state expects to collect next year. It's a 95% drop, mostly the result of plunging oil prices. And it's the main culprit in the state's $3.5 billion budget deficit. Ken Alper is the director of the state tax division.
Even if we didn't want to change things, we can't afford it.
And that's essentially the governor's position. Something's got to give. Because here's another number. $500 million. That's about how much the state paid out to oil and gas companies in refundable tax credits last year. Those credits are aimed at smaller companies, and they're designed to encourage new exploration and development. And they've worked, Alper says.
And in some ways we've been successful, but in some ways we've almost been too successful.
Too successful in that the state is now paying out more in tax credits to some companies than it takes in as production taxes from the whole industry. The governor's budget tries to fix what his administration sees as this imbalance. His plan has three main parts. First, raise taxes. It would increase the minimum tax on oil and gas companies from 4% to 5% and close a loophole that allows companies to use credits to dip below that 4% floor. Part two, cut credits. Right now, there are two main types of refundable credits, those based on your expenses and those based on your losses. If a company, say one of those drilling in Cook Inlet, stacks those credits, it can get reimbursed for 65% of its costs. Alper says that's too much.
Realistically, we've encouraged a lot of folks to look at Alaska who might not otherwise have done so simply by paying two-thirds of their costs. That's an extraordinary bonus. So our feeling is, if we could just ratchet that down to an affordable number, if we're paying one-third of a company's costs, we might get just as much bang for half as much buck.
The governor's plan would leave in place credits for operating losses, but it would get rid of the credits for drilling and exploration, allowing some to expire in 2016 and repealing others. And that brings us to part three, the loan fund. In place of credits, the governor wants to offer low-cost loans. The administration would use about $200 million in state savings to endow a fund run by AIDA, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Marcia Davis is deputy chief of staff to Governor Walker.
So that means it's going to cover a pad and road, or it'll cover a well, or it'll cover disposal facilities. It'll cover a chunk of infrastructure.
The loans would be aimed at those companies that came into the state recently, perhaps drawn by the credit program, and found oil and gas, and now need some help getting over the hump into actual production. It's not nearly enough to fund a whole project, but the administration hopes it could complement private financing. So what's the reaction from the industry?
This is the number one thing on everyone's radar.
That's Kara Moriarty, director of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. She says companies are already being battered by low oil prices. If Alaska changes its tax regime yet again, it would hit the industry hard, she says.
I had one member say, you know, if the governor changes the tax system again, it is the fifth major tax change his company has experienced in 10 years.
The big question, of course, is how this plan will fare with lawmakers, who gather in Juneau next month. Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel chairs the Senate's Natural Resources Committee, and she's not thrilled with what she's hearing. She argues that for every dollar the state pays out in credits, it will get back significantly more in royalties and economic activity down the line. Giesel does want to harden the minimum tax floor, though not raise it, and she agrees that maybe credits shouldn't be stackable.
And there's a discussion that I would be delighted to have, but that's not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. as has been verbalized.
Across the aisle, Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, had a different baby-themed metaphor.
Certainly is a step in the right direction, you know, but it's baby steps. It's like crawling.
Willikowski says the governor's plan doesn't go far enough. Among other changes, he wants to increase the minimum tax to more than 12%. That idea probably won't get far in the Republican-controlled legislature. Whether the governor's plan gets any farther remains to be seen. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholz in Anchorage.